大家好，欢迎又来到英语教室，我是蒋建堂。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English， 欢迎收听。今天课文的标题是 Detective Work。 哇，讲什么呢？上一课我们就讲到了这个 Grace 就给了一个任务 Dan 和 Mark， 这个 Dan 和 Mark 可以选择一个最好的地方，他们当然就选择了这个 South Bend Market 这个地方了。今天的课文是上一课的继续，我们可以了解更多所发生的事情。好，展开节目第一部分 Keywords。 Let's begin our program with today's keywords.
Our first keyword today is sell.
销售。
Sell. Jim sells shoes in a store on 5th Street.
Our next key word is souvenir. Whoa, hard word. Say it again.
纪念品.
Souvenir. Omar bought a souvenir from the museum's bookstore.
Customer.
顾客.
Customer.The server wrote down the customer's order.
Afford.
承受得起。
Afford. I can't afford to get a bad grade on this test. I might fail the class.
Kidnap.
绑架。
Kidnap. The bad man kidnapped Celia's dog. She paid money.To get it back.
完成 today's keyword 之后，马上进入到课文。课文的对话 conversation A. Let's begin.
Conversation A.
Why do you want to go to South Bend Market?
Well, it's very interesting. That's what people say.
Really?
Yes, some shops there sell some very special Australian souvenirs.
That's right. Well, I'm not too busy today. Maybe I can go with you.
No!
What?
I mean, maybe we should go alone.
Yeah, we might learn more that way.
这个对话 Grace 和 Dan 和 Mark 就继续讨论他们的选择。这个 Dan 他当时就选择了要去这个 South Bend Market 那个南岸市场。 Grace 在这个对话就问他为什么要这样选择。遇到 Grace 的这个问题啊， Dan 和 Mark 都吞吞吐吐的回答，就说别人说那里好吗，那里有很多很特别的澳大利亚纪念品出售啊。但这个 Grace 当天就并不是很忙，都想一同去做这个采访活动，但是 Dan 和 Mark 就异口同声的就说 No， 然后又吞吞吐吐的解释到我们应该独各有各走，各有各各走各的，这样呢就可以学到更多的东西。那他这个借口能不能够成立呢？ Grace 接不接受呢？这就要留待下一个对话了。好，我们马上回到这个对话当中，学习一下当中的一些句子。这个 Grace 问他们为什么要选择这个南岸市场的时候，其中 Mark 就回答道
Yes, some shops there sell some very special Australian souvenirs.
这句话非常难念，因为他们里面很多 S 的音。 Some shops there sellsome very special Australian souvenirs. 哇、wow, 其中包含一个销售售卖，它是我们今天的 keyword， 等一下就会进一步解释。还有一个是 souvenir 纪念品。好，现在我们用简单的英语来解释一下销
售。 Now, when you sell something, that means you make it available for people to buy. A store sells things that people can buy.
Sell 就是售卖的意思。接着下来，我们又用简单的英语了解一下 souvenir。
Souvenir. A souvenir is something that you buy to remember a place or to remember a special day.
哦，原来一个 souvenir 纪念品就是一个东西，这个东西能够让你想起一个地方或者某个日子。当然，这就是 souvenir 纪念品。刚才啊那一句，这个 Mark 说的那一句，的确很难念。Some shops there sell some special Australian souvenirs. 我们再来一句，全部都是 S 的。Some shops sell special souvenirs. 一些商店卖一些很特别的纪念品。Some shops sell special souvenirs. Some shops sell special souvenirs. 你们行不行呢，朋友们？Some shops sell special souvenirs. 说到这个 sell, 我们就要说一下 sale, S-A-L-E, 那个名词 sale. 如果我们说 that car is for sale, 这辆车是卖的，是拿来卖的，是可出售的。That car is for sale. 但如果说 on sale 呢， that car is on sale, 那就不同了。这辆车是特价出售，那也是减价出售。That car is on sale. 我们现在去听第二段的对话。
Conversation B.
Wow, you two agree on something. That's great. Well, okay, but I want a good report.
Thanks, Grace.
Remember to interview some customers.
No problem. Don't worry.
I am worried. You really embarrassed me at Currumbin. If the dean finds out, you can still fail.
We're really sorry.
I know. Just remember, you're not detectives.
You're right, Grace.
这一段的对话，这个 Grace 听到他们异口同声的说要单独出行所以这个 Grace 也答应了他们了，不再和他们一起出去，还叮嘱他们他需要一个好的报道，不要忘记去采访那些顾客。这个时候 Dan 就对 Grace 说啊，别担心啦、啊、诶，说到别担心的时候，这个 Grace 就说我担心，因为上一次在这个可能病的时候不是被那个所谓的生物学家搞到他们很尴尬嘛，对不对？所以这个 Grace 就提醒他们呢、啊、如果这事让校长知道了的话，他们一定会被当掉的。这个对话的最后， Grace 再提醒多他们一次，你们不是侦探。好了，对话的内容就是这样，我们回去看当中的一些句子。好，先看一下这个 Grace 对他们做了什么提醒呢？有关这个采访做了什么提醒呢？
Thanks, Grace.
Remember to interview some customers.
Remember to interview some customers. Remember, 记得起，记住。Remember to, 那这里有一个 to, remember to do something. 这个 remember to do something 一般是指还没有做的事情你要记得去做， remember to do something. 例如 I remember to call him, 我记得要打电话给他，还没打， I remember to call him. 但如果你说 I remember calling him, 那就变成了我记得我打电话给他的这件事， I remember calling him. 记住Remember to do, 记得去做什么。Remember doing something, 就是记得做过这件事啊，是这个意思。其实和 forget, 意思差不多。例如 I forgot to mail the letter. 我忘记了要去寄这封信。啊，就是还没有寄。I forgot to mail the letter. 那如果你说 I forgot mailing the letter, 那就变成了我忘记了寄出这封信的那件事。就是说信可能寄了，但我脑袋里面就没有我做过这件事的那个记忆。I forgot mailing the letter. 刚才 Grace 说的那一句话 ,remember to interview some customers. Customers 也是我们今天的 keyword, 顾客。我们听一下英语怎么解释这个 customer。
It's kind of a longer word, so say it again. Customer. Now, if you own a restaurant or a shop, anyone who comes in and wants to buy something,is a customer.
没错了，不管你开餐馆还是开商店还是开什么什么，反正进来享受服务想买东西的，那这就是我们的 customers, 顾客。这个 Grace 做了吩咐之后呢， Dan 他们做什么回应呢？
No problem, don't worry.
I am worried.
Oh, don't worry, 别担心。这个 Grace 又回应了一句 I am worried. I am worried. 我们这里就要看一看两个 worry. 第一个是动词啊，原形 worry. 这里做动词表示担心。为什么担心？可以用 about. I worried about you. I worried about you. 读得快的时候 about you. I worried about you. 我担心你啊。而这个 Grace 就说 I'm worried. Worried.后面改 y 为 i 再加 ed worried， 这里是表示一个形容词啊，表示感到担心的。I am worried。这里如果说为什么什么担心，就用 worried about， be worried about， be worried about。例如 ，I am worried about his safety， 我。对他的安全感到担忧啊，就是这个意思。I'm worried about his safety. 澳大利亚呢，通比较常用这个 worry 是用作一个名词，例如刚才那一句 don't worry， 那个 worry 是动词。那澳大利亚人呢，比较多用名词，就是 no worries， no worries， 别担心。为什么这个 Grace 感到很担心呢？我们听一下。
You really embarrassed me at Currumbin. If the dean finds out, you can still fail.
哦，当中有一个 embarrass， 啊，让某人感到尴尬的啊，为难到某人，让某人感到不好意思的 embarrass， 就是他们之前闯了祸，被这个Billborn 这个生物学家，所谓的生物学家就投诉过，非常不满的。如果被系主任或者校长知道呢？他们一定会被淡掉的，一定会被评为不及格。好，我们马上看下一个对话。
Conversation C.
I'm a little worried about this.
Why?
We're still on probation. We can't afford to get in trouble again.
Mark, do you want Mr. Bond and his friend to kidnap Princess?
No, of course not.
Then we have to do something.
Okay, but let's be careful, all right?
So guys, where are we going today?
To South Bank Market.
That's great.
Let's go.
虽然可以到那个蓝恩市场去了，但是这个 Mark 还是感到非常担心。为什么呢？他很担心如果再惹到麻烦的话一定会被当掉。这个 Dan 就问他，那你是不是想这个 Bill Bond 和他的朋友把那个无尾熊偷掉呢？这个时候这个 Mark 就说当然不想了。 Dan 就说既然不想，我们就要做点事情。这个时候 Mark 就说好了，那就这样吧，我们就得小心一点。这个时候 Katie 就出现了，就问他们两个准备要去哪里。听到他们可以去蓝岸市场， Wow, that's great. 啊，内容就是那么简单，我们回去看当中的一些句子。一开始这个 Mark 就表示了他的担忧，啊，为什么呢？我们听一下他说的那句话。
We're still on probation. We can't afford to get in trouble again.
哦，原来他们啊还是处于那种留校查看，还是处于被观察，如果再犯错就要严肃惩罚了这个阶段。On probation， 他们根本就不能够承受再犯错误的后果。那，这就是他说的那一句话。我们再听多一遍。
We're still on probation. We can't afford to get in trouble again.
We are still on probation. On probation 就是还是处于留校查看。这个 probation 呢，在那个法律上还有缓刑的意思。这个 probation 还有实习啊，实习这个阶段，见习这个阶段。例如我们那些工作啊。这个试用期啊，英文就叫做 probation period， probation period 试用期。他那一句话还有另外一个半，还有另外一部分。We can't afford to get in trouble again。这里有个 afford， 我们一般啊用的 afford 啊，就表示买得起，在这里表示承受得起，承受得起某某的后果。但一般都是用在否定方面。我们现在用简单的英语来解释一下 afford 在这里表示什么意思。
Afford. Now in our conversation it says we can't afford to get in trouble again. That means that if they do something wrong, bad things will happen, so they can't afford it.
Right, they can't afford to get in trouble again. They've already gotten in trouble before, so if they get in trouble one more time, they will be out. The cost of getting in trouble will be too high.
没错了，所谓 cannot afford to do something, 就是说他们承受不了某某某某的代价，某某某某事情的后果啊，一般都是用在不好那一方面的。例如 I cannot afford to lose the game， 我承受不了输掉比赛的这后果，可能会很大打击，又或者对我这个前途有着很深远的影响。 I cannot afford to lose the game， 或者 lose the competition 啊，输掉一个比赛，或者 lose the election，输掉选举，这个后果我承受不起。注意哦，这个 afford 也可以表示买得起。 I can afford the car， 我买得起那一辆车。这个 afford 啊，我们会发现有个规律，它通常都要和 can、 could 或者 be able to， 也可以用否定 cannot、 could not、 couldn't 啊这些，或者 not、 be not able to 等等，反正它基本上都要跟这些表示能够这些词来连用。 Can afford, cannot afford, I can afford the car, I cannot afford the car， 或者说 I can afford to get in trouble again。 我们发现啊，有 afford 的句子当中都有 can, could 或者 be able to 这些词语，他们都表示能够的意思。好啊，这个 Mark 就非常担心，但这个 Dan怎么劝服，怎么说服他呢？
Mark, do you want Mr. Bond and his friend to kidnap Princess?
哦，那你想不想这个 Bill Bond 和他的朋友把这个无尾熊绑架掉呢？那当然不想了，所以就要做点事情嘛，不要那么怕死嘛，不要那么怕麻烦嘛，对不对？当中有一个词 kidnap 绑架，我们现在用简单的英语来解释一下这个 kidnap。
Kidnap. Now if bad people kidnap someone, that means they take the person away from their family or away from their homes. Then they ask for money to get the person back.
没错了，这个 kidnap 就是把某人从家或者其他地方带走，然后呢就要求这个钱，这个钱其实就是赎金，这种行为就叫做 kidnapping 绑架。 kidnap 就是动词绑架，它的过去式记住要把后面那个 P 双写啊，重复写一遍那个 P 然后再加 ED。 还要注意啊，这个 kidnap 可以绑架人也可以绑架动物，但不能够绑架一个物体，不能够绑架一辆车啊，或者一间房子都不行。 kidnap 只能够绑架 kidnap someone 或者 kidnap an animal 啊，一个动物也行。课文几个对话的讲解已经结束，我们现在从头到尾再听一遍课文的所有内容。
Why do you want to go to South Bank Market?
Well, it's very interesting. That's what people say.
Really?
Yes, some shops there sell some very special Australian souvenirs.
That's right. Well, I'm not too busy today. Maybe I can go with you.
No!
What?
I mean, maybe we should go alone.
Yeah, we might learn more that way.
Wow, you two agree on something.That's great. Well, okay, but I want a good report.
Thanks, Grace.
Remember to interview some customers.
No problem. Don't worry.
I am worried. You really embarrassed me at Currumbin. If the dean finds out, you can still fail.
We're really sorry.
I know. Just remember, you're not detectives.
You're right, Grace.I'm a little worried about this.
Why?
We're still on probation. We can't afford to get in trouble again.
Mark, do you want Mr. Bond and his friend to kidnap Princess?
No, of course not.
Then we have to do something.
Okay, but let's be careful, all right?
So, guys, where are we going today?
To South Bank Market.
That's great!
Let's go!
从头到尾听完课文的所有内容后，马上进入到这个节目的最后一个部分，就是每天一句。今天的句子很简单， This is on sale. On sale 我们之前也说过，就表示特价出售。 This is on sale. This is on sale.
Hey, Peggy, look at this camera. This is on sale.
That's cool.
Oh, and look at this cell phone. This is on sale.
That's great.
Hey, do you see this computer? This is on sale.
Wow.
I'm going to buy these things.
What? Why? You already have a camera, cell phone, and computer.
Yes, but these are on sale.
This is on sale. 这正在特价。This is on sale. With that, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone. Don't forget, learning English can be fun.